All right, what's up, everybody? Welcome back. Another interview from the Houston Livestock and Rodeo, brought to you by Uncle Steve Shake, with here in front of the Texas Social Club, with a good friend to everybody in the barbecue world, Mr. Kel Felt from National Barbecue News in the NBBQA. Kel, what's up, brother?
I didn't recognize you from the shade. Eight
years now, don't plan on ever missing another one, man. As you can tell, there's no place in the world. I understand what we're talking about. Yeah, last year was my first year, and I was blown away. And I literally said this in all the interviews today, the with King and the podcast and the barbecue and the media side of it, the one thing I noticed was the public. Yeah, you know, we're back at the house during the day and in the morning. Throw the news on, and the news company's coming in about the party.
Right, yeah.
And yeah. I'm like, the party starts in the back in the pits.
Yeah.
Because it's barbecue competition with 250 parties involved. So I'm like, next year, now, I go, I'm going to come in on Thursday to interview whoever wants to talk.
Yeah,
and bring those guys to the forefront because they're the ones who are bringing the party, making it all happen. And then I knew you were going to be here, and you know everything you do for years now with barbecue news, and now this year the end taking over the MVP way. You know how long freaking and everything expected from guys.
Man, I've been honored to be with these guys. My dad, back in the early 90s, met these guys. We have been on some crazy excursions, guys. We've been to Jamaica and put the World Championship with these guys back in the early 2000s, all the way to what they do here every year. Man, it's just a tremendous opportunity for them to give back to scholarship programs set up here for all the Texas.
Yeah.
It's totally different, but every bit of this, every bit that you see here, funds generated, 1,200 people will see tonight off of the whole hog. Every bit of that comes in from donors and goes directly back out to the kids. That's too cool, man. It really, I mean, we get it. It gives us an opportunity to get back. I'm sure there's no way I can afford something like this. But when you have a group together, everybody working together to still cook the hogs. And we got briskets back there cooking, the whole team back there cooking sides. All that teamwork together, man, you can really make something.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we were talking just before of the ability that we have with Bob to get involved with so many charitable groups.
Absolutely.
You know, be it our veterans, our first responders, you know, and like we're saying, to the kids, the future of our sport, the future of our passion, scholarships for them for whatever ventures they're going for, whether it be culinary or other.
Right.
You know, obviously, we build these venues.
Oh,
so, you know, it's more for engineering and the cooking and everything, you know, you need to take care of all those, like you think. You get a bunch of like-minded together and you both move the mountain.
Man, when you, this is a perfect segment. It's 50 years. It's 50 years celebration. We met a couple of volunteers from the volunteers out there. And actually sit down and talk to those guys. Much work has been done over the years. Turn it into what they got. It's the amount of kids That's it. Now, how's everything going with the Spike Food? Great, man. We're staying busy between that and BBQA. We just finished conference
down in San Antonio.
Town of Five Fire. We got off of that event. We got three or four events that we're spurring off because of that. Be back at the American Royal doing the barbecue bazaar this year. Excited about that. Man, we're just staying wide open and excited about the future. Our passion really is those young ones that are getting started. We've been starting the magazine there. It's all
yes.
TheFutureQ.com. Go check it out there. But we just highlight the young ones who are getting started. Give them opportunity to have a voice and to get involved more and more. We're looking forward to that growing through some of these other events, able to showcase their skill set from the show for other people to come and see. It's more important than
absolutely. Yeah, but yeah, folks, if you ever get an opportunity to come down to Houston for this event, you know, you need to plan in advance because it's all private. Private tent, private party, and it's ticketed wristbands, you know, to get in. They have sections set up for the public that you can ride you to. But, you know, like you said, whole hogs cooking just right behind the hogs for the events. And, you know, the people you meet, you'll never meet a more friendly, giving, humble group than into barbecue. Everyone literally gives the shirt off your back. You need anything. And if someone has it, it's yours. Because everybody's in this together, the friendly competition, but it comes down to the family aspect and the love we have for each other. And like I said, Kel, thank you so much for taking
thank
the time.
You,
appreciate it. And to the Mike and Katie, oh, best of Mike. Congratulations on the little bundle of joy.
Tip of the cap to you guys, man. I mean, I know life changes and hurts for you guys, but that's so awesome, man. And I know you guys missed conference or whatever, but for what you did, the trade deal for the little one, Little Messy, I'm going to call her Little Messy.
Little Messy.
She'll be Little Messy forever. Man, that is just beyond cool. We all had a big toast one night for you, and just a lady for you guys.
But Del, thank you so much.
Hey man, thank you, guys.
Give my best to Miss Janet.
You got it.
And
got
that's it, guys. Del Phelps, check it out. NBBQA and National Barbecue News. Check them out. Till next one, keep the smoke rolling.